They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1331. Donald Trump had a bad night at the debate last night after Kamala Harris called him weak, mocked him, and repeatedly laughed at him during their first and possibly only debate. Even before the debate began, Harris walked across the stage to shake Trump's hand, who is a self-described germaphobe. From there, Trump visibly struggled and repeatedly careened between angry rants and bizarre claims. In the opening minutes, Harris outlined the shape of things to come, saying,
"And I'll tell you something, he's going to talk about immigration a lot tonight, even when it's not the subject that is being raised."
The point was made even clearer when Trump was asked about his repeated criticism of the Affordable Care Act and whether he had an alternative plan, to which he said,
"I have concepts of a plan,"
and he offered no additional information. On abortion, Trump claimed that it took courage to overturn Roe v. Wade, suggested he's a leader on fertilization, falsely claimed that Democrats support abortions after birth and are executing babies, and said this,
"Now she wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens that are in prison."
Harris responded by saying that Trump's rhetoric is insulting to the women of America and that Trump certainly should not be telling a woman what to do with her body.
"The government and Donald Trump certainly should not be telling a woman what to do with her body. I have talked with women around our country. You want to talk about this is what people wanted? Pregnant women who want to carry a pregnancy to term, suffering from a miscarriage, being denied care in an emergency room because the healthcare providers are afraid they might go to jail, and she's bleeding out in a car in the parking lot? She didn't want that. Her husband didn't want that. A 12 or 13-year-old survivor of incest being forced to carry a pregnancy to term? They don't want that. And I pledge to you, when Congress passes a bill to put back in place the protections of Roe v. Wade, as President of the United States, I will proudly sign it into law."
At one point, Harris referenced people at Trump's rallies experiencing exhaustion and boredom.
"And I'm going to actually do something really unusual, and I'm going to invite you to attend one of Donald Trump's rallies, because it's a really interesting thing to watch. You will see during the course of his rallies, he talks about fictional characters like Hannibal Lecter. He will talk about windmills cause cancer. And what you will also notice is that people start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom. And I will tell you, the one thing you will not hear him talk about is you. You will not hear him talk about your needs, your dreams, and your desires. And I'll tell you, I believe you deserve a president who actually puts you first, and I pledge to you that I will."
Which fully pushed Trump off the rails, causing him to veer into a rant about a debunked conspiracy theory that immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, are eating pets.
"In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame. As far as rallies are concerned, as far as
The moderator interjected and informed Trump that the city manager of Springfield confirmed that there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community. Still, Trump continued and said that he saw it on TV and that the people on TV say, "My dog was taken and used for food," to which Harris laughed and said, "Talk about extreme." Later in the debate, Trump started talking about Biden, asking, "Where is our president? We don't even know if he's the president. Is he our president? We have a president that doesn't know he's alive." To which Harris replied, "It's important to remind the former president, you're not running against Joe Biden, you are running against me." She also used Trump's continued false allegations about the 2020 election to illustrate how Trump does not have the temperament to be president. She also said that world leaders were laughing at Donald Trump and saw him as a disgrace while offering herself as a new generation of leadership for our country one who believes in what is possible, and one who brings a sense of optimism about what we can do instead of always disparaging the American people. After the debate, Trump demanded that ABC News be shut down because the moderators fact-checked him and were correcting everything that he said, according to him. He claimed that ABC lost a lot of credibility, took a big hit, and should be embarrassed because the moderators fact-checked several of his answers. He added, "I mean, to be honest, they're a news organization. They have to be licensed to do it. They ought to take away their license for the way they did that." CNN fact-checker Daniel Dale, meanwhile, reported that Trump lied at least 33 times during the 90-minute debate with Harris, who CNN says made one false claim herself. Harris, meanwhile, called for a second presidential debate, while Trump said that he is less inclined to participate in another one before the election. Her campaign said Vice President Harris is ready for a second debate, asking, "Is Donald Trump?" During a post-debate interview on Fox News, Trump said that he'd have to think about it and suggested that Harris wanted a second debate because she lost, but added that he would maybe consider it if it was on a fair network. Fox News offered to host a debate moderated by Martha McCallum and Bret Baier on October 9th, October 15th, or October 16th. Later that night, Taylor Swift publicly endorsed Kamala Harris, calling the Democratic nominee a steady-handed, gifted leader who fights for the rights and causes I believe. Adding, "I believe we can accomplish so much more in this country if we are led by calm and not chaos." Swift signed the Instagram post to her more than 280 million followers as "Childless Cat Lady," a reference to J.D. Vance's previous remarks that Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and other Democrats are childless cat ladies who want to make the rest of the country miserable. Trump responded to Swift's endorsement, saying he is not a fan and that she'll probably pay a price. Elon Musk, meanwhile, publicly offered to impregnate Taylor Swift, tweeting, "Fine, Taylor, you win. I will give you a child and guard your cats with my life." Moving on, inflation slowed to 2.5% in August, hitting a three-year low and marking the fifth straight month that the annual measure has eased. The latest report paves the way for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates for the first time since early 2020. And finally, Speaker Mike Johnson delayed a vote on his six-month stopgap funding plan to avoid a government shutdown after more than a dozen of his Republican colleagues vowed to tank the measure. Johnson said he delayed the vote until next week so he can build consensus within the Republican Party. The stopgap bill would fund the government through March 28th, but it's paired with a bill that's backed by Trump, which would require proof of citizenship to vote. Democrats instead favor a three-month extension and view the voting provision as a poison pill, since non-citizen voting is already illegal. Congress needs to pass a stopgap spending bill before October 1st to avoid a federal government shutdown. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.